When we can't dream any longer, we die. Emma Goldman Portrait is a sculptural installation by Spanish artist Elena Bajo. It consists of three black and white pixelated portraits made of wool-woven tapestry adhered to concrete. Culling an image of Emma Goldman, the renowned anarchist figure and thinker from public domain archives, Bajo has zoomed in on these digital portraits to reveal the squares of gray within. Relinquishing authorial control of the piece, or in the artist's words, receiving interpretations by craftsmen from India, the gallery viewer is thus presented with a triptych of wood, concrete, and tapestry. The pixelated image is the same within each with slight variation, but the cube shades can only be discerned from a distance. While up close, When We Can't Dream Any Longer, We Die, Emma Goldman is an intricate piece of weaving, each portion of the triptych the size of a flag, and when we look up close to its complexities, it is as if we are examining the thread that fastens the stars to our own country's banner. But if we take a step back, the image begins to coagulate into an undistinguishable portion of Emma Goldman's squared visage. But the piece never reveals a true likeness, and the Emma Goldman that we may see in the piece is only in our minds. This tension between representation and obscurity, the people who history remembers and forgets, is at the heart of Bajo's work. The piece itself is intimately intertwined with the history or perceived history of the figure Emma Goldman, the anarchist. Emma Goldman was born in what is now Lithuania on June 27, 1869, and died on May 14, 1940. She played a pivotal role in the development of anarchist political philosophy and was lionized and criticized for being a rebellious freethinker at a time when most women were not allowed to be. After decades of obscurity, Goldman was revived as an intellectual in the 1970s by feminist and anarchist scholars. Bajo's choice to use the quote, along with her name, may be a subtle reference to the process of collective memory, and how the words of a leader may be remembered, or at least influential, far longer than their portrait or likeness. At this point in history, the quote is more important than what she looked like, which is mirrored in the indiscernible portraits which read more as monochromatic vertical flags, a rallying symbol rather than a revered image.